This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 64 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important yet confusing topics in chiropractic marketing right now, generative engine optimization, or GEO, as you've probably been hearing it called. Now, if you're scratching your head wondering what that even means or how it's different from regular SEO, you're definitely not alone. There's a lot of confusion out there, and I'm going to clear it all up for you today. Here's what's happening in our industry right now. More and more patients are turning to AI-powered search engines like ChatGPT, Google's AI Overviews, Perplexity, and other generative AI tools to ask questions about their health and find healthcare providers. And here's the thing. If your practice isn't optimized for these AI systems, you're essentially invisible to a rapidly growing segment of potential patients who are actively looking for the care you provide. But before we get into the strategies and tactics, I need to address the elephant in the room. When people talk about GEO, they're actually referring to two different but related concepts, and this is causing massive confusion across the healthcare marketing landscape. So let me break this down for you in plain English. First, you've got generative engine optimization. This is the official industry term that's all about optimizing your online presence. So AI-powered search engines can understand, trust, and recommend your practice when patients ask them questions. Think about it this way. When someone asks ChatGPT or Google's AI who the best chiropractor is for treating sports injuries in their city, how does that AI decide which practices to recommend? That's what generative engine optimization addresses. Now, here's where it gets interesting. The second concept people are calling GEO is really about Google entity optimization, though Google doesn't officially call it that. This is all about helping Google understand who you are as a business entity, verify what you do, and connect your practice with relevant services, locations, reviews, and authority signals. This optimization lives in Google's knowledge graph, your Google business profile, and your presence in maps and local search results. Here's what most marketing agencies won't tell you, and this is absolutely critical. You cannot succeed at generative engine optimization without having strong Google entity authority. They're not separate strategies. They work together. Think of it like this. Google Entity Authority is the foundation that tells Google and other search engines who you are and that you're legitimate and trustworthy. Generative engine optimization builds on that foundation to make sure AI systems can easily understand your expertise and confidently recommend you to patients. Let me give you a real-world example of why this matters. A patient in your area wakes up with severe lower back pain. They pull out their phone and ask Siri or Google Assistant to find them a chiropractor who specializes in lower back pain. Where does that recommendation come from? It's not random. The AI is tapping into entity data, your Google business profile information, your reviews, your website content, your citations across the web, all the signals that establish your practice as a credible, authoritative healthcare provider in your specific location for that specific condition. If your entity signals are weak or inconsistent, the AI can't confidently recommend you. It's that simple. And this is exactly what I've been seeing with chiropractors who come to us at DC Rank frustrated because they're not getting the patient flow they used to. They've got a website, they might even be doing some basic SEO, but they're invisible in AI-powered search results because they never built proper entity authority. Now let me walk you through how Google's entity system actually powers these AI search results, because once you understand this, the whole strategy makes a lot more sense. Google has this massive system called the Knowledge Graph. It's basically how Google understands the relationships between different entities, businesses, people, places, concepts, all of it. When you optimize your entity, you're not just improving your Google Maps ranking, you're building the trust signals that AI engines use to determine whether you're worth recommending. Here's how it breaks down. First, there's entity recognition and verification. Google uses structured data, citations, and consistent NAP information, that's your name, address, and phone number, across the web to verify that your practice actually exists and is legitimate. AI systems tap into this exact same verification layer when deciding whether to cite your practice. If Google can't clearly identify who you are and what you do, neither can ChatGPT or Perplexity or any other AI system. Next, you've got entity relationships and context. Google maps the relationships between different entities. So it connects your practice to your doctors, your location, the specific conditions you treat, your specialties, all of it. When someone asks an AI who treats sciatica in Chicago, the AI looks for practices with strong entity relationships to both the condition, sciatica, and the location, Chicago. The stronger these connections are in Google's knowledge graph, the more likely you'll appear in AI-generated responses. And finally, there are authority signals and trust factors. Google evaluates your authority through reviews, citations, backlinks, content quality, and engagement metrics. AI systems leverage these same trust signals when determining which practices to recommend. A practice with 200 five-star reviews, consistent citations across authoritative health directories, and comprehensive website content will always outrank a competitor with just a basic website and minimal online presence, both in traditional search results and in AI visibility. Now, succeeding with generative engine optimization requires mastering three interconnected pillars. Let me walk you through each one. Pillar number one is optimizing for AI readability. AI systems need structured, clear, and contextually rich content to understand your expertise. This means going way beyond traditional keyword optimization and really focusing on how AI interprets your content. You need to use structured data, specifically schema markup, to help AI systems quickly identify your practice type, services, location, hours, and expertise. We're talking about implementing local business schema, medical business schema, and FAQ schema on your website to make your information instantly accessible to AI engines. If you're not familiar with schema markup, don't worry, it's technical, but it's absolutely essential. And if you're a client of DC Rank, then we've got you covered. It's something we implement starting in Tier 2 before you progress to Tier 3 services. You also need to create comprehensive, answer-focused content that directly addresses common patient questions. Instead of writing generic blog posts about back pain, you need detailed resources like how to know if your lower back pain requires chiropractic care, or what to expect during your first visit for neck pain relief. AI systems prioritize content that provides complete authoritative answers, not surface-level fluff. And you have to establish clear expertise indicators. Display your credentials prominently, your certifications, years of experience, specializations, all of it. AI engines look for these authority signals when determining which practices to recommend. Your about page, your service pages, and especially your Google Business profile should all reinforce your expertise. Pillar number two is ensuring AI retrievability. Even if your content is perfectly optimized, it won't matter if AI systems can't easily access and prioritize your information. This is all about making your practice's data accessible, consistent, and prominent across the web. You need to build consistent citations across authoritative directories. Make sure your NAP information is absolutely identical on your website, your Google Business profile, Yelp, HealthGrades, WebMD, and all the industry directories. Inconsistent information confuses both Google's knowledge graph and AI engines, which reduces your chances of being cited. You have to optimize your Google Business Profile completely. I cannot stress this enough. This is your most important entity signal. Complete every single section, add your services, upload photos regularly, respond to every review, post updates consistently, and make sure you maintain accurate hours. Google's AI overviews heavily favor practices with robust active profiles. If you haven't touched your Google Business Profile in months, that needs to be your top priority. And you need to create linkable, authoritative resources. AI systems prioritize content that other websites link to as references. Publish in-depth guides, research-backed articles, resources that naturally attract backlinks from health websites, local news sites, industry publications. This builds both your domain authority and your entity prominence. Pillar number three is focusing on brand entity optimization. Your brand entity is your practice's complete digital identity. It's everything AI systems know about who you are, what you do, and why you're trustworthy. Optimizing your entity means strengthening every connection between your practice and relevant topics, locations, and services. If Google has created a knowledge panel for your practice, claim it and fill it out completely. If you don't have one yet, focus on building the entity signals that trigger panel creation: citations, reviews, quality content, backlinks. A knowledge panel is one of the strongest entity authority signals available. You need to build topical authority through content clustering. Create comprehensive content hubs around specific conditions you treat. If you specialize in sports injuries, develop a complete resource library covering different types of injuries, treatment approaches, recovery timelines, and prevention strategies. This clustering signals deep expertise to both Google and AI engines. And leverage patient reviews strategically. Reviews don't just improve your star rating, they create rich, natural language content that AI systems use to understand your strengths, specialties, and patient experience. Encourage detailed reviews that mention specific conditions treated, techniques used, outcomes achieved. This contextual data strengthens your entity's relationship to relevant search queries. Now let me tell you how all of this impacts your visibility across different channels, because this is where it gets really exciting. When it comes to AI-powered search engines, when patients ask ChatGPT, Perplexity, or Google's AI overviews about chiropractic care, these systems cite practices with strong entity signals. If your practice has comprehensive content, verified business information, excellent reviews, and clear expertise indicators, you'll appear in AI-generated recommendations, often before patients even click through to traditional search results. This is the future of patient acquisition, and most chiropractors are completely unprepared for it. For Google Maps and local search, entity authority directly impacts your Google Maps ranking. Google uses entity signals like reviews, citations, website quality, and engagement to determine which practices appear in the local pack, those top three map results. The stronger your entity, the higher you rank. But here's what most chiropractors miss. Google's AI overviews now appear above the local pack for many searches. If you're optimized for GEO, you can appear in both the AI overview and the map results, giving you double visibility on the same search. And then there's voice search and virtual assistants. Voice search is like, "Hey Siri, find me a chiropractor for headaches," or "Alexa, who's the best chiropractor near me," rely entirely on entity data. Virtual assistants don't browse websites. They pull information from structured data sources, business listings, and entity graphs. Optimizing your entity ensures you appear in voice search results, which are growing rapidly as more patients use smart speakers and mobile assistants. Now, despite this massive opportunity, most chiropractic practices are invisible in AI-powered search results. Let me tell you why. Mistake number one is treating GEO as separate from SEO. Many chiropractors think they need to choose between traditional SEO and GEO. This is completely wrong. Generative engine optimization is built on the foundation of entity authority that traditional SEO creates. You can't succeed at one without the other. You need a unified strategy that builds entity signals, optimizes for local search, and creates AI-readable content all at the same time. Mistake number two is ignoring Google Business Profile optimization. Your Google Business Profile is your strongest entity signal, yet most chiropractors barely touch it after the initial setup. Incomplete profiles, outdated information, lack of engagement, these things kill your entity authority and make you invisible to AI systems. You need to treat your Google Business Profile as your most important marketing asset. Mistake number three is creating generic, keyword-stuffed content. Old-school SEO tactics like keyword stuffing, thin content, promotional fluff, these actively hurt your GEO efforts. AI systems prioritize comprehensive, authoritative, naturally written content that genuinely helps patients. Generic blog posts about chiropractic care just don't cut it anymore. And mistake number four is having inconsistent NAP information across the web. One of the fastest ways to damage your entity authority is having different versions of your name, address, and phone number across different platforms. If your website says one thing, your Google Business Profile says something slightly different, and Yelp says something else, Google and AI systems can't confidently verify your entity. You need absolute consistency. So let me give you a practical roadmap for implementing all of this. I'm going to break it down into phases so you know exactly what to focus on and when. Phase one is your foundation, and this should take you about 4 weeks. Start by auditing and optimizing your Google Business Profile. Complete every single section. Verify all your information is accurate. Add your services, upload high-quality photos, and create your first posts. Set up weekly posting reminders to maintain consistent activity. Implement schema markup on your website. Add local business schema, medical business schema, and FAQ schema to your key pages. This makes your content instantly readable by AI systems. If you're not technical, you might need help with this part, but it's absolutely worth the investment. And audit your citations for consistency. Check your NAP information across Google Business Profile, Yelp, HealthGrades, WebMD, and all major directories. Fix any inconsistencies immediately. This alone can make a huge difference in your entity clarity. Phase two is content and authority building. Create comprehensive condition-specific content. Develop in-depth guides for each major condition you treat. Lower back pain, neck pain, sciatica, headaches, sports injuries, whatever your specialties are. Each piece should be thorough, probably 2,000 words or more, answer common questions, and include clear calls to action. Build topical content clusters. Around each major topic, create supporting articles that dive deeper into specific aspects. Your main sciatica guide might link to articles about exercises for sciatica relief, when sciatica requires professional care, how chiropractic adjustments help sciatica. This clustering signals deep expertise. And implement a review generation system. Set up automated requests for reviews after positive patient experiences. You want to be generating 10 to 15 high-quality reviews per month. Detailed condition-specific reviews strengthen your entity's relationship to relevant searches and provide valuable content for AI systems to analyze. Phase 3 is advanced optimization, and this happens over months 3 through 6. Monitor your AI visibility regularly. Test how AI systems respond to relevant queries. Ask ChatGPT, Perplexity, and Google's AI overviews questions like best chiropractor for lower back pain in your city and track whether your practice appears in responses. Adjust your strategy based on what you discover. Build authoritative backlinks. focus on earning links from local news sites, health directories, educational institutions, relevant industry websites. Each quality backlink strengthens your entity authority and signals to AI systems that you're a trusted resource. And expand your Google Business Profile engagement. Create event posts for workshops or health talks. Showcase appropriate before and after photos if you have them. And highlight patient testimonials. This ongoing activity maintains your entity prominence. Phase 4 is scaling and refinement, and this is month 6 and beyond. Analyze your performance across all channels. Track your rankings in traditional search, your map pack positioning, how often you're being cited by AI systems, and your overall patient inquiries. Use this data to identify which strategies are working and where to double down. Expand into adjacent topics. Once you dominate your core conditions, create content around related topics like wellness tips, injury prevention, ergonomics, posture correction, workplace health. This broadens your entity's relevance and captures additional search traffic. And optimize for emerging AI platforms. As new AI search tools emerge, test your visibility and adapt your strategy accordingly. The fundamentals of entity authority and AI-readable content remain consistent, but platform-specific tactics may evolve. Let me talk about why this is so urgent right now. Patient search behavior is fundamentally changing. People are no longer just typing keywords into Google. They're asking AI systems for recommendations, using voice search on their phones, expecting instant personalized answers. If your practice isn't optimized for these AI-powered search engines, you're invisible to a rapidly growing segment of potential patients. And this trend is only accelerating. Industry research shows that AI-generated search results are already influencing up to 40% of healthcare decisions, and that number is projected to reach 65% by next year. Think about that. Within the next 12 months, nearly two-thirds of patients might be getting their healthcare provider recommendations from AI systems rather than traditional search results. But here's the good news. Most of your competitors haven't figured this out yet. They're still focused solely on traditional SEO tactics that worked 5 years ago. By implementing a comprehensive GEO strategy now, built on strong entity authority and optimized for AI readability, you can establish dominance in your market before the competition catches up. This isn't just about staying relevant. It's about positioning your practice as the go-to authority in your area, the practice AI systems recommend first, and the name that comes up in every search, whether it's traditional or AI-powered. Understanding the relationship between entity authority and GEO gives you a massive advantage over competitors who treat these as separate strategies. When you build entity authority systematically through consistent citations, robust Google Business Profile optimization, comprehensive content, quality backlinks, and excellent reviews, you're simultaneously improving your performance everywhere. Traditional organic search results, Google Maps and local pack rankings, AI-generated recommendations, voice search results, all of it benefits. This unified approach is exactly what we implement at DC Rank for chiropractic practices across the country. We don't just optimize for one channel. We build comprehensive entity authority that amplifies your visibility everywhere patients search. Now, I want to address some common questions I get about GEO because I know some of you are listening and wondering about specific details. First question, how long does it take to see results from GEO optimization? Entity authority builds over time, but you can start seeing initial results within 2 to 3 months. AI citation frequency typically improves within 3 to 6 months of consistent implementation. Google Maps rankings often improve faster, within 4 to 8 weeks, if you aggressively optimize your Google Business Profile and citations. Second question, is GEO more important than traditional SEO? This is the wrong question to ask. GEO doesn't replace SEO, it extends it. You need both. Traditional SEO builds the foundation with content, backlinks, and technical optimization, while GEO ensures AI systems can understand and cite that foundation. The most successful practices integrate both strategies seamlessly. Third question, do I need to completely rewrite my website for GEO? Not necessarily. If your existing content is comprehensive and well-written, you may only need to add structured data, improve formatting for AI readability, and enhance your expertise signals. However, if your content is thin, keyword stuffed, or outdated, a complete content refresh will dramatically improve your results. Fourth question, can I do GEO optimization myself? You can implement basic strategies like Google Business Profile optimization, making your citations consistent, and generating reviews. However, technical implementation like schema markup, comprehensive content strategy, and link building typically requires specialized expertise. Most successful chiropractors partner with agencies that understand both traditional SEO and AI optimization to ensure comprehensive implementation without taking time away from patient care. And the last question I get all the time, what's the biggest mistake chiropractors make with GEO? Treating it as a one-time project rather than an ongoing strategy. Entity authority requires consistent effort. Regular Google Business Profile updates, continuous content creation, active review generation, ongoing citation maintenance. Practices that implement GEO once and forget about it see minimal results. Those that maintain consistent optimization dominate their markets. The convergence of entity authority and generative engine optimization represents the biggest shift in local search since Google introduced the Map Pack. Chiropractors who master this intersection will dominate their markets for the next decade. Those who ignore it will watch patient flow decline as competitors appear in AI-generated recommendations while they remain invisible. The choice is yours. You can continue relying on outdated SEO tactics and hope your website still generates patients, or you can implement a comprehensive strategy that ensures your practice appears everywhere patients search. Traditional search results, Google Maps, AI overviews, voice search, generative AI platforms, all of it. At DC Rank, we specialize in building entity authority and optimizing for AI visibility specifically for chiropractic practices. We understand the unique challenges you face in local search, and we've developed proven systems that deliver consistent results. Higher rankings, more patient inquiries, sustainable growth. Our comprehensive services include complete entity authority optimization with citation building, Google Business Profile management, and knowledge graph development. We create AI-focused content strategies with comprehensive answer-focused resources optimized for both traditional search and generative engines. We handle the technical implementation of schema markup, structured data, and AI-readable formatting across your entire web presence. We optimize your local SEO and Google Maps presence to ensure top positioning in the Map Pack and local search results. We provide ongoing monitoring and optimization to maintain your visibility as AI search continues to evolve. And we give you comprehensive reporting that tracks performance across traditional search, maps, AI citations, and patient acquisition metrics. Don't let your practice fall behind as AI transforms how patients find chiropractors. Take control of your visibility across every search channel with a proven strategy built on entity authority and GEO optimization. Your competitors are already losing ground to practices that understand this new landscape. Don't be one of them. Let's build your entity authority and establish your practice as the go-to chiropractor in your market, both in traditional search and in the AI-powered recommendations that are shaping the future of patient acquisition. If you want to learn more about how we can help you dominate AI search, Google Maps, and local results, visit dcrank.com. That's DCRANK.com. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, or others, I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.